Long story short, she tells me to this day that that's been the best Valentine's gift I've ever given her because that thing did a great job and she loved it. And even when we had our kids smaller, it was like part of the family.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, the worst Valentine's present that I ever gave my wife. Here it is. So about 10 years ago, it's Valentine's, right? That time, you gotta give a nice gift to your significant other, right? So I was contemplating on what to get my wife, right? I've been married 24 years. Well, at that time, it'd been about 14 years. I said, okay, what can I get her? So then I'll go ahead and order this. It was definitely a risk, but I ordered her gift and it showed up, a big old box. And then when she got home, she said, oh, this has my name on it. I said, here, honey, you know, happy Valentine's Day. And she's like, oh, this is great. What is this? She starts to open up the box, take all the stuff out of it. And it was a vacuum cleaner, right? So I gave my wife for Valentine's Day a vacuum cleaner, right? So, you know, what do you say about that? Is that a good or a bad Valentine's gift? But the story continues. The reason I had a whole thought process. I had a whole thing. It made sense to me. The whole reason I got her a vacuum cleaner, and not just any vacuum cleaner, but I got her one of those robotic vacuum cleaners, right? So like 10 years ago, it's pretty badass, right? Right now, like everybody has one, okay? You got robotic dogs and stuff. Cut your grass. Some of these freaking things cut your grass. Anyways, so it was this Nido. It was called Nido. And the reason I got it for her is robotic and it vacuumed on its own because my wife is extremely clean, very neat, very organized. Okay. I'm not as organized as she is. Actually, I'm total opposite, right? Like I leave my shoes everywhere just because I want to get up in the morning and put them on and walk away, right? I put my pants on the floor because I'm going to wear them the next day, right? That's just me. But she's very neat and organized, and she loves to have a nice, tidy home. The one thing she dislikes is vacuum, right? She doesn't like the vacuum or vacuuming the house. So I said, okay, if I get a robotic vacuum cleaner, right, this is going to give me some points, right? Give me some points. You should have seen her face. Her face just like, she's like, what is this? I'm like, it's a vacuum cleaner. She looked at me like, wow. You know, like you've done some stuff, some pretty dumb stuff, and this is, you know, ranks to the top. And I said, wait, hold on, honey. I told her it's an automatic vacuum cleaner. Let's try it out. I put it on. Long story short, she tells me to this day that that's been the best Valentine's gift I've ever given her because that thing did a great job and she loved it. And even when we had our kids were smaller and we try to step on it, she'd be like, don't step on Nito. It was like part of the family. It was like our pet. And so anyways, that's my story for the worst Valentine gift that I've ever given. How about you tell me what your Valentine gift, the worst one or the best one you've ever given? Go ahead and make some comments below.
I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.